It is March 8th, 2024. It's 8:39 a.m. and welcome to Happy Eclipse Day. Yeah, Happy Eclipse Day. So today is the first eclipse in this area, a full total eclipse. I believe about 100 years for the past 100 years. So we have partial eclipse, but this one's going to be fully eclipse in where I live in Southern Ontario. So it's going to be exciting. It's actually going to go through North America. So that's why this is a big deal. If you guys have been following the news lately. So it's kind of interesting because I've been trying to figure out my schedule to go outside and watch the eclipse. I finally found time to head out there, but unfortunately I forgot to put glasses. I forgot to order glasses or make something to watch the eclipse. So that's my bad. That is definitely not my shining moment there because I'm be watching it. So I did check this morning if someone's live streaming it. So looks like NASA is going to start live streaming around 1 o'clock today, Eastern. So that'll be fun. So I'll be watching it through there. Also, some of the news channels will be broadcasting as well too. So that'll be exciting. It's kind of funny though because my mummy-in-law contacted my wife yesterday and just want to make sure that Marco, my little fur baby, he'll keep an eye on him just in case something happened during the eclipse. It's kind of funny though because my mummy-in-law, she's never been a big cat fan, but when she met Marco and started hanging around with him, she started to like, yeah, no, this is Marco, my little fur grandchild. So that's pretty nice. So she did call in she was concerned about Marco's, how he's going to react during the eclipse. So we told her that we'll keep an eye on him to make sure that he's okay. So yeah, so I'll be doing that too as well too. So I'll be watching the eclipse through the computer and live. Not live, but I'll be looking at it, sort of, because my desk right now is facing the window. And as soon as the eclipse happening, I'll be watching it through the monitor when it happens. But I'll be looking at the skyline of Toronto to see how dark it is. We're not going to get it to complete totality here, but we're getting partial. But the feed that I'm getting is actually from all the observatories and all the live feed in Niagara Falls, US, and all the way down to I think Texas. Yeah, so that'll be super exciting because this is incredibly exciting because this is so much fun to watch because every time you get a full eclipse, it's somewhere in the world. It's never been in North America. The last time it was in North America, I believe, was about 100 years ago. The next one is supposed to be around 20 years from now, but it's going to be in South America. So if I want to watch the whole experience, it looks like I'm going to South America in 20 years from now. So it's going to be exciting because it's one of those things that some people only see it once. Some people some people do follow the eclipse anywhere in the world. So it's a pretty pretty exciting time, especially if you are a scientist or if you're space junkie or anything like that, because it's a great experience as well too, especially for the kids. Younger kids today never experienced this before, and I'm hoping that they'll take advantage of this and learn about the eclipse even more, because it's a pretty cool thing to experience. If you never experienced it before, it's especially if you're in the path of the eclipse itself, it gets really dark. It feels like it's a sunset, or it's just like the sun is just at the horizon. It's like already dark and it's already dark, right? So it's like in the middle of the night. It's a very cool experience to see, and it's gonna be exciting. And it's kind of funny though, because I told the wife that, because she's actually on site today to do some testing, and I told her that hey, if it's dark, make sure you have your lamp with you, because you don't want to be walking around in the dark here. It's not very safe. Make sure she has her high vis and cones and all that good stuff, so people can see them. And the biggest problem that everyone's trying to avoid is big traffic jams and big traffic jams and accidents and all that stuff. So hopefully everyone's just going to be extra safe out there, right? So, yeah. So, a couple of things I noticed. Change of topics here. One more thing too. I am going to be logging my experience throughout the day on this eclipse thing because it's going to be so much fun. While I'm waiting for that to happen, on the weekend, I did play around with the port of capture again. And I mentioned in yesterday's log that the USB thing is kind of weird. And it's still weirded out. I did check the manual. The manual is kind of weird. It does not specify how the USB mix minus work. When you tested it, it works the way it's supposed to work. Okay. But it just does not give you the, in other words, the unit, the recorder, the interface relies on the computer to control levels. But if you're working on a Mac or an iOS, they give priority to the interface to control the levels. So, but if you're in Windows, it's fine. This is a big miss, in my opinion, from Tascam, that they just, I don't know why they don't have controls. I just don't, it baffles me. And why they don't have a mix minus feature in the manual mode. Because the podcasting app will not let me record in 32-bit. And also, the manual does not tell me what app uses 32-bit and which app does not. So far, the podcasting app does not support 32-bit, but the manual does. That's based on what I've seen so far. When I checked the internet and checked the manual does not indicate what is what. So, I am probably going to be messaging Tascam just to get that confirmed because it's very, very frustrating that I can't get this answer sorted out, because I was really hoping that this recorder will take over my Rodecaster for portability. So far, it can do the job, but there's a caveat on it. The caveat is we're not going to give you control in the USB, plus we're not going to give you control at we're not going to give you 32-bit recording. And that's a complete miss. That's just a big miss. That's very frustrating and that's very annoying. But yeah, I'm definitely going to be doing a long-term review. I'm going to do a first impression, first my review on this product, because again, the pros is outweighing the cons right now. And those two items, possibly three items, is just, I'm not, I want to say happy, but I'm very annoyed. But that annoyingness can go work. I can have a workaround on it. But at the same time, why do I have to sacrifice something that I don't need to sacrifice? So again, Tascam, if you're listening, please reach out and definitely want to know your answers in this one, because it's just very weird. It is 9:46 a.m. and because we are going to have an eclipse, so I decided to watch in the background The Martian by Andy Weir. Why not? I was looking for movies that has eclipse in it so I can watch in the background, because sometimes working in complete silence drives me crazy, and I really can't find anything in the mainstream, or else I have to rent it or buy it. So whatever. So I decided to watch The Martian because it's a very good book. Personally, the book is a phenomenal book. The movie did a great job interpreting the book into a movie. Kudos to the screenwriters. And it's a great cast. So I decided to watch it and have a little space theme going on until the eclipse starts. And go from there. Probably after this movie, I'm probably going to watch Star Trek or something, just to finish off the day. But I have a feeling that around 2 o'clock, I'll probably end up closing my laptop or just calling it a day, just to just to have fun with this eclipse thing, because I'm kind of excited, to be honest with you guys. I'm kind of excited. I was even thinking about grabbing my camping chair and go to the park and just sit there and just relax. But again, no glasses for me to watch the eclipse. So one oversight on my end, one big oversight on my end, but yeah, I can't wait. It's going to be fun. But yeah, so I'm going to have the Martian in at the background and ride up the morning until lunchtime and go from there. It is 11:15 a.m. and the skies are very cloudy right now. I'm hoping, I haven't really checked the weather report in Niagara Falls. Hopefully it's going to be a lot sunnier down there. Yeah, it's very cloudy here. It's actually getting a little darker because of the clouds. I did leave some light on the living room. I might turn that off just to give a little fighting chance, just in case there's birds flying around trying to figure out what's going on and they accidentally hit the glass. But yeah, just to get rid of some of the light pollution, just give a little bit of a nice ambient inside the place. But we'll see. Yeah, it's pretty cloudy right now. Temperature-wise, it's 8 degrees, so it's very nice outside. The eclipse should be in our area, in the Greater Toronto Area and Niagara Falls, around 2 o'clock. Around 2 o'clock. So I'm going to start watching it online from NASA around 1 o'clock, because they're supposed to be televising around 11 o'clock. Also going to have multiple displays running the news as well, too, just in case they're covering it. Because so far, I'm just looking outside. There's no one really at the park, because I have a really nice park that's open skies across my building. And so far, I don't see anybody setting up or anything like that. So it'll be very interesting if no one sets up. But I have this feeling everyone will be setting up, because it's literally, there's nothing around that area. It's actually in a hill as well, too, so it's going to be open. There is another park about 10 minutes away as well. And that area is actually perfect for stargazing, because it's pretty open and the light pollution is not that bad. Especially if it's during the day, I have this feeling no lights will be turning on. So yeah, no, I'm just want to give you guys a heads up that there is clouds in the sky. From the distance, it looks like it's clearing up, but based on the weather report I've seen so far, it's pretty cloudy. I'm hoping that this doesn't ruin everyone's eclipse viewing party. It is 1:21 p.m. and broadcast has started. I have NASA on one side of the screen. I have another screen from CBC News World Live. So now I'm covered. So right now, how it stand in Mexico at Mazatlan. I'm not even sure if I'm pronouncing correctly. Mexico, they actually have partial eclipse now. And theoretically, you can see this in Mexico and the southern part of the U.S., the partial eclipse. So theoretically, it should be in my area roughly around 2-ish, about half an hour from now. So it's very exciting. Currently, the skies is still pretty bright. There's really no blockage yet. They're actually kind of worried. The Toronto Zoo is kind of worried about animals sort of getting confused regarding regarding the daylight, because some of them might think it's dinner time. Next thing you know, a few minutes later, the sun's back up, so they might get confused. So I'm gonna make sure that Marco's okay with that. He is sleeping right now. Hopefully he'll sleep through this, so he'll be okay. But I'm just looking outside where the park is. No one's at the park. I was surprised, because again, the park in front of me is pretty open. You can actually see the sun very well, because if it's really bright and there's no cloud, that whole area just becomes a an oven because it's just open field, right? So we'll see what's going to happen. But apparently Niagara Falls is pretty cloudy and people are going to Pelee Island National Park just outside Windsor, Ontario. People are actually skipping Niagara Falls and going straight there because they have full sun and it's the most southern part of Canada. And it's actually in a path of the full totality. So everyone's skipping Niagara Falls or anything like that, going straight there. People are also enjoying Montreal as well, too, because it's very sunny. So people are just having fun there as well. But if you're one of the lucky ones who has a boat, they can literally just go in the middle of Lake Ontario, just literally a few kilometers going south from Toronto and Lake Ontario. You'll get full totality there. So I'm very envious if you have a boat and you're out there. That'll be awesome. So, yeah. So the next solar eclipse, I just found out that's going to happen in this area will be 2044. So 20 years from now. So if you are around, we can definitely see this again. So it'll be super exciting. And yeah, the feed from Niagara Falls is pretty... pretty cloudy. So yeah, it's kind of funny though, because I have this feeling some people at work right now are actually watching the eclipse, because there's a lot of people are not at the office today. So I'm not sure if they're watching this or what, but if they are, it's good for them. If they're not, good for you guys as well too. But no, it's pretty interesting that's being shown right now. Actually getting a feed from NASA, they have a video from Texas. It's like a partial eclipse right now as well too. So it's pretty exciting what's going on, to be honest with you. I'm enjoying this. So I'm gonna keep watching this feed, and but I'll get back probably just before 2 o'clock, or if it's getting close to Toronto area. And I'll start logging again and see what I feel like and what's being shown, or if there's any darkness in this area. Well, apparent darkness in the air. Apparently, Toronto's supposed to get 90% totality. So it's not 100% because we're slightly off. So that makes sense. But we'll see. We'll see what it looks like. I can't wait. This is going to be so cool. So cool. It is 2:06 p.m. and Mazatlan, Mexico is literally a few seconds away from total eclipse. And it's kind of cool. It's like it's going to be completely dark in Mexico in that area itself. So it's kind of interesting. It just gives you a different perspective of what's actually happening in the world. And this beautiful thing is happening in, like, complete darkness. How cool is that? My goodness, this is... It's hitting North America first in this city. And this area here. And it's so cool. The feed itself is showing complete darkness now. It's like the next thing we're supposed to be seeing is this diamond looking thing. Looks like a diamond ring. And hold on here, I'm just gonna increase the volume. It's officially totality now in Mexico. So my god, this is so cool. That is just brilliant. It's just fantastic. Holy cow. It's like, there's the ring. So you get the first peak of the sun. There it is. Okay. Oh my god. You can actually see That is so cool. Like, you can see the sun peaking, like... Remember, the sun is like a fireball. Like, you see, like, burst of, like, oh, it's fantastic. Holy cow, that is so cool. That is fantastic. Well, I can't wait for this to show up closer to Toronto, especially Niagara Falls, because I want to see how this looks even closer, because I can't wait to see this whole place to be dark. We're supposed to get at least a minimum 1 minute, maximum roughly about 3 minutes of darkness. And this is so cool. It's like you can see the flames. I can't remember the name of it, but the flames from the sun just bursting out of the side of the eclipse to provide, like, you know how powerful the sun is just looking at that. It's so cool. It's just hard to describe of this. This is so neat. And the word that's corona I was looking for, the corona of the sun, is like it's almost like it's like expanding. It's like your it's like a fireplace or bonfire, is a piece of flame just coming out from the center. And that's what I'm seeing right now in this feed from the feed from Mexico. It's just so cool. It's incredible. Yeah. I might head out and just experience darkness if I can. But this is great. This is so cool. It's kind of hard to put in words that yeah. Yeah, I just don't know what to say anymore. It's so fantastic. So I'm going to keep recording and see if I see anything that's considered noteworthy. But my God, the corona is just like bursting out. It's like, oh, there. Yeah, you can see it. It's just glowing. It's just glowing around. It's just, oh, wow. Just looking at this makes me feel like we're definitely a piece of sand in this massive universe. Sorry to sound like very philosophical here, but it's pretty neat. It's so cool. Yeah, I might consider going out, especially if it gets a little darker, and just to see it and just experience the darkness, and but not look up, because it is pretty cloudy still in Toronto. So I might just go out and feel the darkness for a bit. They said that the last time we had an eclipse, it's supposed to get colder as well too. So we'll see what happens. But I'm definitely gonna bring a recorder with me and just go outside and experience this. Yeah, like you can see the corona. It's like the camera zoomed in even more. You can see the flames coming out. Is it the corona? Yeah, it just comes out. Oh, there it is. It just peaks out. It's just moving away from now, and you get this burst of sun, like peeking out, and it's just this like almost like a diamond ring, right? And it's so cool. It looks like it's kind of hard to describe. It looks like it's just bursting out the light. A burst of light just came out from the eclipse itself. It's just intense light, and you can actually see how dark that area is right now. And it's so cool. Now the moon is moving away and uncovering the sun very slowly, and you can see the people right now from the feed that they're just celebrating this amazing thing. Yeah, okay, I'll consider going out. I'll have to look, see if I can get out and experience the eclipse. I'm gonna go to the park across the street. I'm not gonna look up, unfortunately. You can have something to look at. I might, I'm definitely going to bring a the recorder and see what I can record from there and what I can record. But yeah, no, this is pretty neat. It's pretty cool what I'm seeing here. The eclipse should be in Toronto area about 3 o'clock-ish, 2:30, 3 o'clock. But I'm going to keep an eye on it and see where we are at now. Then I'll head down at the park and stay there for a bit and get something. It is 2:53 p.m. I did make a pinhole projector box thingy to watch the eclipse. I just made it in like 2 minutes, so I went outside. And it's so cloudy where I live. I can't even see the sky. It's just dark because of it's cloudy. I did talk to some friends and my family downtown Toronto. They said it's sunny and it's like cloudy. It's going in and out, but it's sunny enough. My friend lives, my co-host and my friend lives like an hour away from me north. He said that he gets partial cloudy, but he gets sun occasionally. Apparently, I'm the only one who gets covered with clouds. That's how frustrating this is. This is so, so frustrating. Oh my God. But yeah, so I literally grabbed myself, went outside. When I got out of my building, it was so cloudy that you don't even know there's an eclipse or not because it's so cloudy. And I just literally ran back inside to watch the eclipse in my area because I want to see it and experience it. But yeah, it is getting dark. Like I can tell right now, it is getting dark, and right now I'm experiencing the eclipse through my family right now. So it's kind of frustrating that this is happening. Oh, so now I just have to watch this online and hope for the best is that I can see something. But I do have multiple feeds coming in. I have one from NASA directly. I have one for CBC, like I mentioned before. Now I have one from Time and Date. They have an eclipse. They follow the eclipse, so real time regarding how what's being covered, what's not being covered. So it's pretty neat. So theoretically, in my area, it's 1 hour and 56 minutes before total eclipse. So it's estimating roughly about 3:19 for the maximum coverage. So now I just have to wait. It is getting really dark here, and it's according to NASA, it's roughly, oh my gosh, I don't know my U.S. states very well, but somewhere in the middle. yeah, so it's moving fast. So I'm hoping that it will be here and I can see the dark. I can see the darkness because right now I'm just looking out my window. It's pretty, it feels like it's like 6-7 o'clock at an evening, right? And the temperature did drop. When I went outside, the temperature did drop, so you can feel the cold weather, the cold wind coming in without the sun warming everything up. So yeah, so this is where I am right now. I'm inside waiting for it to show up. So I'm disappointed that it's so cloudy. The box that I got was made perfectly. I even tested with a flashlight and I can see everything exactly the way it's supposed to see. And I'm like, I'm so upset that I can't even see it. But either way, it is what it is. So I'll be back when it gets a little closer. Well, theoretically, it should be arriving in 20 minutes. So, but yeah, it's kind of hard to describe what's actually happening. It is dark. It is dark after all. It is 3:03 p.m. and we are about 10 minutes away for a full eclipse. Well, 90% eclipse. I am watching the feed from Niagara Falls. Right now, they're getting a full eclipse in Carbondale, in Illinois, according to NASA. So, Yeah, apparently, man, it is getting. I can physically see the darkness coming in now, so it is getting dark. That's good. It is getting dark. It is getting, dark. I did turn on the lights in my desk because typically at this time of day it is bright enough that I don't have to worry about it. So, yeah. Oh man, this is crazy. It is. It's kind of funny though because I did consider going to watch the eclipse in Niagara Falls. And this morning when I found out that there are other spots out there that I can go, like, for example, Pelee Island, it never occurred to me I should go to Pelee Island because it is the most southern part of Canada and it's part of the path of the eclipse. And if you're in the Hamilton area, you can go to Hamilton and you can actually go to the stadium there where the CFL Hamilton Tigers play. You can actually watch the eclipse there. So that's pretty neat. Here is just cloudy. Like I just had a conversation, like I mentioned before, I had a conversation with friends and family. They said they can actually see it. My sister did message me and FaceTime me to see where the eclipse is. I can actually see it through her glasses during FaceTime. So how cool is that? So it's just a very unique thing to see right now, especially there in Illinois, Carbondale, Illinois. So if that's the case, it is on its way here. It is on its way here now. So it's pretty neat. It is getting closer. It is getting closer. And yeah. It's pretty cool. It is getting darker. Okay, I'll be back when it gets closer. 3:07 p.m. and I'm just seeing a feed in Illinois, and it's completely dark at where the science center is. And if that's the darkness that we're looking at 100%, wow, I can't wait to see it here. I'm only gonna get 90% here. So it's just gonna be very interesting that this is pretty neat. Yeah, so it's pretty interesting that it's getting darker out there, and it's just a very weird feeling of it, because right now, it's 3:08, we're pretty close now, we're about 10 minutes away for complete, for 90% eclipse totality, so it's a very interesting. I don't know. I'm actually kind of giddy. I'm kind of excited of what's actually happening here, and it's pretty cool. It is pretty cool. Now I got a feed from Indianapolis, Indiana. They have completely they're covered now, so it's there, and yeah. You can actually see the darkness now. It is getting dark here. It is getting dark. So, yeah, this is typically this kind of no light is usually around 6 o'clock p.m. and we're getting it at 3:00. Like it feels like 3 hours before it happened. So, it's pretty neat. Pretty neat. 3:12 p.m. and it's really cloudy, so there's definitely, if you're in Niagara Falls, you're definitely not seeing anything. There is a darkness feel of exactly what's out there. It is confirmed that the temperature did drop in Niagara Falls significantly, so it is getting colder, because right now theoretically it is supposed to be 10 degrees outside, but they said that come to the point now it should be about 5 degrees colder in Niagara Falls or outside theoretically. So because when I went outside earlier, tried to watch the eclipse, it was pretty cold. Because I was expecting it was going to be warm enough for me to just wear a jacket and a hat. But when I got there, it was actually pretty warm. So it's right now, Kingsville, just outside Windsor, they're actually seeing it properly now, because again they're gonna get it before Niagara Falls. So everyone's just looking up. Like, hold on, I'm just looking outside again. I'm very surprised that no one's really like outside looking at the sun, and I think people just forgot about it. My office just got darker right now. It is a lot darker now. It's we're 4 minutes away from the eclipse. It is pretty dark, and it's cloudy, and there's really nothing I can do about this cloud. I was hoping, I have my box, and I couldn't use it at all, unfortunately. But it is pretty dark outside now, and it's interesting, and yeah, it feels like where the eclipse already hit the area. The horizon looks like it's a sunset. It's pretty neat. It's kind of funny though, because I'm watching the CBC feed. They're supposed to have a very good real time when especially go coast to coast. So it's like it's so slow. Their delay is just incredibly. So yeah, it's kind of interesting. I'm not sure if I'm gonna go back outside, but it is pretty. It's getting dark. It's getting dark. We're just gonna check on Marco, see how he's doing. Marco's sleeping right now, and he's there. So it's 3:15, and we are getting 90% coverage, and it's dark here. It is pretty dark here, and it's just like it's 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock at night, and the sun is very cool. It's cool. Yeah, I don't know why CBC is not showing it. I just don't understand why they're not showing it. Oh my god, it's so frustrating that CBC is not showing it all. It's so frustrating. Oh my goodness. Oh my god. Even the CBC reporter reporting in Kingsville is like so mesmerized. He's just having trouble doing his job right now. It's hilarious, but I don't blame him. I really don't blame him, because it's pretty neat. So it's pretty neat. I gotta contact the wifey right after this and see how she's doing, because it's very dark. It's incredibly dark. Too bad that. Yeah, there it is. People are cheering and applauding in Kingsville right now, and yeah, the footage I'm seeing here looks like it's a sunset. Looks like the sun is setting. It's so cool. It's very cool. Very, very cool. Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna stop. I'm gonna stop right now. Hold on. It is 3:18, so it's officially eclipse mode now. I noticed that the CN Tower's lights are on. I'm actually looking at it. The CN Tower's lights are on, and Niagara Falls is complete darkness. Oh my god, it's so dark here. It's incredibly dark. I just it is incredibly dark here. It's like it feels like it's at 8 o'clock at night now. It's so dark. It's so cool. It's like I'm just looking at it through my binoculars, the city itself, and yeah, no, it feels like it's a beautiful sunset. It's really neat. Holy cow! It's just so dark really fast here. It's just really really dark. Hold on, I'm just gonna walk to the living room here, just to experience it even more. Because right now I am just in my office. I'm just gonna go to the living room and just look at this. Just turn off the lights here. Hold on. Oh, I'm just turning off the lights. Hold on. Okay, the lights are off. I'm just gonna be at awe how dark the city is. It's so neat. It is incredibly cool. Like, it's 8 o'clock at night. It felt like it's 8 o'clock at night. You can actually see the one side of the city is dark and the other side has still light in it. And it's such a cool experience to see this. It's, again, you're never going to experience this too often, but it's pretty neat. It's like, yeah. I'm actually going to look at Marco and see Marco's asleep right now, thinking it's just a regular day for him. But it's, yeah, everyone in the street just turning on their lights now because it's just too dark. It's really dark. And yeah, I'm just looking at the feed from Niagara Falls. It is pitch dark. It's like it's nighttime. It's like midnight in Niagara Falls. And and the CN Tower has their lights on itself. So that's good. Yeah, it's on. All the lights in the city has turned on their lights. So it's pretty interesting how they're what's actually happening here. Yeah, it plus on top of that to the clouds, I just got a message from my brother actually. He's like, it feels like the zombies just arrived because it's so dark. And yeah, no, it's I'm getting 100%. I'm seeing the 100% here. It's like it's completely covered. Like Niagara is like literally in the middle of the night. And not having lights on, it just feels like we just lost power. Remember the big blackout we had a few years ago in the east coast of the United States and Quebec and Ontario? That's how it feels like. Like that's how dark it is in Niagara Falls. And in Ontario, it just feels like it's just, you know, nighttime. But the moon is moving away from the sun, so there's more light coming in now. It looks like we're getting sunrise now instead of sunset. So it's we're going to get full sun soon. And yeah, really cool. Very, very cool. And very, very cool. I just don't know what to say anymore. I'm just speechless half the time now. Yeah. I'm glad I can see it. I'm glad that... too bad I didn't get a chance to go outside and actually experience and watch it because of the clouds. But it's still cloudy in my area and I still can't see it. There's a peak of blue, but it's officially done now. So, too bad. Too bad. It is 4:32 p.m. and I'm done for the day. It's been a very interesting day from the eclipse. Oh my gosh, I'm so tired. Oh my goodness. I think I'm just tired now. So, yeah, I think this is the longest log I ever done. So, we'll end today's log and edit this and yeah, and tomorrow we'll be back to a regular broadcast.